This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Data center development has been a big issue all over the country. In the St. Louis region, the city of St. Charles made headlines last summer over a $1 billion data center proposal for a site off Highway 370. Community outcry defeated that plan and resulted in a one-year moratorium on such proposals. And just two nights ago, the St. Charles City Council voted 7-1 to block large-scale data center developments within city limits permanently. Lindenwood University student Scott Stratton Henderson was among the many St. Charles residents in the room for that vote and celebrating the ban. He joins us now to talk about his journey there. Scott, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Hi, Elaine. It's great being here. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Now, when was it that the issue of data center proposals first came on your radar?
I would say it came a little about a couple of weeks before they were supposed to have a conditional use permit vote on the 1 million gallons of diesel fuel that was proposed to go with the data center as a form of backup power to it. So I'd say from the day I started my petition to that meeting, it was only about 12 days.
Mm-hmm. And why was it that you were opposed to that plan, which was called Project Cumulus?
So there were really two big reasons for me personally. And the first one was where specifically it was going to be put and how they went about doing it. It was going to be located on the Wellhead Protection District, in which St. Charles is already dealing with a lot of its problems with water contamination to begin with. That particular site that's got family farms all around it, and so it would, they're talking about raising the or filling the land in. You're going to cause a lot of downstream flooding, and it's going to go onto those family farms down there that have been here for generations. And you know, the way they went about it really is what really made the community mad. The non-disclosure agreements and a lot of secrecy behind the project. And so that's really why I was opposed to it, and the community was really opposed to it as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned a petition, and you took direct action by launching a petition to oppose that project. Was there a particular point at which you decided, you know, that you needed to do that? You mentioned 12 days before. Did you have a conversation at that time that compelled you to begin the petition then?
My mom, actually, she was in the City of St. Charles Clean Water Advocates Group. At the time, I wasn't. And they had been posting about stuff in there about the data center proposal and, you know, sharing information about what data centers across the country, how they've kind of, in some ways, they've devastated some communities. And so it was around that point in time where I decided I was going to do my own research as well, and I came to the same conclusion that, you know, we really shouldn't have one here in St. Charles, especially because of our previous issues already. Mm-hmm. And so that's what really I think the next morning is when I actually officially launched the petition. I started it.
Was there immediate response to it? I mean, did it take much to rally community members?
So it was immediate. It immediately happened. I think within the first 24 hours, it got 500, and then it just blew up at that point. I mean, thousands of people, shared it, signed it, sent it to their friends, everybody. And I think by the time the meeting happened at the convention center over that conditional use permit, it had a little over 7,000 signatures. In less than 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts or your feelings as you saw this swell of community support?
Well, I was, the very first thing I was grateful, and I was thankful that it was getting the attention that it deserved. Obviously, my petition, it didn't guarantee that it would stop the conditional use permit or the data center from being approved. But at the very least, it was getting the attention it deserved by the public. And that eventually, that petition, you know, I, with that, I was able to join a smaller group of local residents and business owners who were also working on opposing the project a little before I was. And so we kind of united our efforts there and made a more organized grassroots movement behind it.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier that your mother was involved with the Clean Water Advocates Group and that the Wellhead Protection District, you know, that that is a public water supply. And you also talked about generations of farming families. I mean, do you have some connection to that? Is that part of the reason you became so passionate about this issue?
Well, yeah. And, you know, the Tim Klein and his family, they live right down there, and they've owned farmland right in that area for generations. And, you know, I never went to, you know, a part of this is just having empathy for your neighbors, right? So the farmland was there, obviously, right by the well fields. And then, of course, you have the residential neighborhoods that are less than 500 feet away, less than a mile away from where the data center would be, which, as you know, as we learn more, you get all the sorts of different infrasound, you know, health effects on you. You could get sick from them. And I know there's all sorts of different health-related issues, just people living by them, not to mention all the different residential concerns like noise ordinances. So a lot of it is really just having empathy for your neighbors who live in the area. And yeah, certainly Tim Klein and his family and all the neighbors that live around there, that played a huge part for me.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking today with Scott Stratton Henderson. He's a Lindenwood University undergraduate, a St. Charles resident, and the founder of an organization called Stewards of St. Charles. Scott, what were some of the most common sentiments being expressed by community, you know, community members who also were, you know, wanting to see the same thing that you were, i.e., an overturning of this proposal for this data center?
Yeah, well, the sentiment was definitely overwhelmingly negative. You know, there's a whole host of different reasons why people were against it. I think the biggest ones were environmental. You start looking at the drinking water concerns, the 1 million gallons of proposed diesel storage on the land, the fact that it sits on a floodplain. Those were the biggest, the environmental concerns. You get into residential concerns and noise ordinances, that low hum that data centers are known to have, not really loud, but just extremely annoying. And, you know, and that's before you even get into the economics behind it. That's another huge area where developers will try and sell you on a project like this, is the economic development aspects. And so, you know, a lot of people were not convinced, myself, and it's been, you know, shown all over the country that once the data center is actually built, a lot of the jobs that are created through construction, they go away. And so, and that's before you even get into, you know, the potential tax incentives and tax abatements that they'll try and get through as well after the data center is being proposed.
Mm-hmm. Now, in our introduction, I noted that the city council vote was 7-1, and St. Charles council member Steve Hollander told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that the city failed to fulfill its promise to study the impacts of data centers and propose meaningful regulations during that one-year moratorium. You know, what do you make of that, especially given what you've shared about community sentiments and what their concerns were?
Well, I think Mr. Hollander, I think that kind of discredits his fellow council members and the city staff, because what I can tell you is that, you know, I have a pretty good relationship with quite a lot of those people, and they spent countless amount of time. The whole purpose of the one-year moratorium that was really put into place at first was to gain that research and the knowledge and study what kind of risks or impacts a data center could have on a community like ours. And the whole reason why the ordinance was proposed was because that was the conclusion that they had made. you know, you can talk about regulations all the time. Well, that was their regulation. They said, you know, I don't think it's even worth regulating. I think there needs to be an outright ban and a zoning ordinance put in our city to protect from that. And so I know personally quite a lot of the council members and staff, they spent extensive time and research on that. And so I don't think that's a fair criticism. I think that they did their due diligence and they made the correct choice for the city.
Mm-hmm. Scott, have you had any discussions with folks who have been, you know, curious about what a data center could bring to St. Charles, or, you know, at the very least, were not opposed to data centers being built in the city?
Well, yeah, I've had numerous conversations with people. I'll tell you that the overwhelming sentiment, public sentiment behind them is negative. They're not going to want them. The people I have spoken to that have been for them, though, it's usually business people and developers, people who are development minded, and they don't want to turn away the potential, you know, tax revenue that it could bring to the area, as well as the temporary jobs that it creates. And I think that's the problem right there, is that the jobs are temporary, you know. I certainly think that there could be a few meaningful trades jobs that come as a result of a data center being constructed. But certainly once the data center is built, a lot of those jobs disappear. Mm-hmm. But that's usually the argument they will try and push the most, is the economic development side of it. But that's because they know that every other topic, they'll probably lose that argument.
St. Charles, Scott, it leans Republican. To what extent has opposition to data center development been a bipartisan issue?
Yeah. Well, I would tell you that there are a lot of, at least nowadays, I know there are a lot of Republicans who are taking a harder look at this, and they are also coming out hard against data centers. I know in the county, Bill Igel, he's campaigning pretty hard against them. I know the other day, Ron DeSantis, he signed a bill into law in Florida that looks at regulating data centers. And, you know, I believe Josh Hawley just introduced something here in Missouri as well. And even our local representatives, Colin Willenkamp, he has a couple of bills right now. All of those are Republicans, and they are, you know, looking to put into place certain regulations that would protect consumers and ratepayers, especially for the amount of electricity that they use. But I would say that nowadays it is becoming quite a bit of a nonpartisan issue, a bipartisan effort.
When you advocated for the proposal to ban data centers within St. Charles' city limits, Scott, you launched a nonprofit called the Stewards of St. Charles. What is the goal of that organization?
Yeah, so I know one of the biggest reasons why I decided to found that was the data center. You know, during that period, it was kind of unheard to me at that time, but, you know, there was non-disclosure agreements. There was just in general, the project was shrouded in secrecy. You have the mayor's relative being involved in the land deal that was being reported on. And so that the data center is definitely one of the main reasons why Stewards of St. Charles was founded, was to promote transparency and accountability and integrity within local government. Mm-hmm. You know, we also want to provide good and positive things to the community. We want to do voter registration. We want to get people civically involved again. We want to protect the character and identity of St. Charles, and we want to not just act as an awareness group, but we also want to work directly with the council and the mayor on certain issues and putting forth certain legislation.
You're now headed into your senior year at Lindenwood, Scott, and you're studying business. Do you have a plan to combine your interests and activities, you know, in business and politics, you know, community organizing and empowerment, once you've graduated?
I think so. Yeah, and you know, I've I've always, actually my freshman year of college when I was at Truman State University, I studied political science. And so I came back home and I'm studying business now and have my own local business, an amusement machine business. But, you know, I think my heart and my passion is with politics and government. And eventually I could see myself getting into, you know, running for office or something like that. At this time though, I think, you know, I'm pretty comfortable doing, what I'm doing now, which is, you know, founding the nonprofit and, you know, working on those sorts of things and those projects, before I, get into that stuff later on.
Scott Stratton Henderson is a Lindenwood University undergraduate, St. Charles resident, and founder of Stewards of St. Charles. Thank you so much for joining us today, Scott.
Thanks for having me.
This episode was produced by Emily Woodbury.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.